Chiefs Chargers. And to tee it up, we're joined by longtime NFLer, Hall of Famer, one of the best of all time, making his debut here on Overdrive. Here is Rod Woodson. How you doing, Rod?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Is that an outlandish statement from my perspective, that this is one of the all-time great late-season Thursday night matchups?
I can't remember all the Thursday night matchups. So if you can and make that statement, then, hey, have at it.
It's a good one, though, isn't it, tonight?
It is a good one. It really is. I mean, you know, you're talking about a divisional rival. They know each other. The running backs are kind of all banged up and beat up on both sides. Gordon is kind of a game time decision, even though probably not. I know he's feeling better, but the coaches and I think the training staff will probably err on the side of caution that he's still feeling anything to keep him for the postseason. But it's going to be a great game. So I think, you know, since the running backs are banged up and beat up, it's a divisional game. We might see over 100 passes on both sides of the ball. They're just going to toss it up and see if these defenses can stop them.
Well, as a Hall of Fame corner yourself, if you're walking into a game like this and you're thinking the running backs are not going to get a ton of touches, there's going to be a lot of balls in the air, does that excite you? I mean, how would you react playing in a game like tonight?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we used to play the run and shoot. So when we played the Houston Oilers back in the day when Warren Moon was just throwing the ball all over the place, you know, so at the beginning of the week, we would say, hey, guys, you better get your track shoes on. So we would... all the DBs would do extra running. We would do extra either running on the treadmill. We'd be doing some biking. We're doing something to get some cardio in because we know come game day, we're going to be doing a lot of running around because the receivers, they can go, they can take, have about two or three go routes or nine routes, what we call them, and they get to come off the field. Well, DBs got to stay on the field, so we have to stay in shape. So those type of games are exciting because you're going to have a lot of opportunities to make some big plays for your football team.
Rod, where are you at with Phillip Rivers? Is he one of the game's elites? There's always the debate. Is he a Hall of Famer? Is he a guy that just plays well? I'm familiar with him because I lived in North Carolina for years, and he played with NC State. Then he went to the NFL. Where are you at with Phillip Rivers? Is he one of the guys that's regarded as a Hall of Famer and one of the best?
Well, he definitely has played well. You know, I think what's going to hurt Phillip, the one thing I don't look at is the numbers, especially in today's football, because it's easy to throw and catch today. But Phillip has been doing it for a long time. He's always been a solid player, a great quarterback. He doesn't have all the physical attributes of a quarterback because he can't run from here to 5 yards in 20 seconds, but he can run. I mean, he can duck his shoulder. He can throw the football down the field. He's having a great year. I think he's 37 years old. He's having a great year. The one negative is everybody's going to talk about when he does retire and the 5 years pass is that his postseason. Can he win games in the postseason? Can he get his game or his team to the big dance? At least to be there, not even win it, just to be there. That will be the only negative that I can talk about or think about Phillip Rivers. Other than that, his time in the National Football League has been outstanding.
With Pro Football Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champ Rod Woodson, big Thursday night or tonight. You can watch it on TSN, the Chargers at the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is essentially redshirted last year. It kind of feels like he's a rookie this year. And when he hit the scene, he hit it with some serious ambition and did some serious damage immediately. And I think this is his fourth primetime game where it's all, you know, all about him and the focus will be on him. I've been so impressed as a player. You know, as a guy who would try to shut down a guy like this, how special has Mahomes been in your opinion?
I'm really impressed with him. I mean, the no-look pass he had last week, like he's a point guard on the basketball court, was just crazy. I've never seen anything like that. He's exciting to watch because he's going to make plays like that fourth and forever that he had, and he rolled out to the right, being chased by multiple defenders, and he slings it down the field, and Tyreek Hill comes from nowhere and catches it. I mean, those are the type of things they've been doing all year long. You know, those type of plays won't continue consistently for a player like that because he reminds everybody of Brett Favre because he believes in his arm strength. He's going to throw the ball like he knows he can throw it. He can throw it in tight windows. He can throw it down the field. And this guy's going to jump up and catch it. In his career, though, it'll catch up to him. But right now, his first year really starting, he's making a name for himself in Kansas City. People love to see that excitement. there in Kansas City, but people love to watch that type of football in the National Football League.
That's kind of what where I was going. I mean, the no-look pass was fantastic, but is it sustainable? Is it important that he kind of, you know, just keeps it in perspective and doesn't try to get too goofy back there, because ultimately it'll end up costing his team if he tries too many. I've never seen a play like that. I don't know if you can even do more creative than that. Just kind of once in a while, just do that. But for the most part, just continue to be a quarterback.
Yeah, you have to be careful. You know, if you know 4th and 17 and rolling out to your right and throwing a ball back across the field in the middle of the field and it get caught, and that's the way you have to win week in and week out, that's not sustainable. But those short plays like that no look pass, I mean, he's been doing it all year long, and you know you don't want to put a damper on him. You know, I think the one thing Andy Reid has let him be him. Inside of Andy Reid's system. And it's not a normal quarterback. You know, he's not staying in the pocket. He's kind of running all over the place. And it's like sandlot football. It's like what we used to do on Reynolds Street in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We used to draw our plays up and go, hey, now I need you to get open. It'd be about 10 seconds later, but I need you to get open. And then guys get open, and he makes plays. And he's been doing it all year long. I don't think it is sustainable. I don't think that's going to happen 5 years down the road. Because once he gets a little bit older, he slows down a little bit. You know, a defensive lineman hits him, you know, somewhere where he probably shouldn't, and he gets hurt. Then he's got to protect himself. But right now, it's exciting to watch. I know that all the Kansas City fans are happy that he's there, and he's making a lot of big plays for this football team.
I feel like maybe the most impressive feat for him again has been how he's just completely changed the image of that organization. You know, they got a long, rich history, and Alex Smith had a couple of quality years there, but Matt Castle didn't. You got to go back to probably Trent Green when he had a couple of big years. But the Chiefs are one of those, you know, Midwestern cities. You just mentioned it. You're from the Midwest. They don't get a ton of love, and very rarely are they getting flexed to prime time.
They get a ton of love as far as people that say you have to go to that building.
The stadium is outstanding in terms of the noise and stuff. But Mahomes has shown up, and now you can't miss these guys. Like, you have to watch the Chiefs because of him.
It's a must-watch TV. They are exciting. You know, having him and Tyreek Hill, who is arguably one of the fastest football players in the National Football League. You also have, you still have Black Mamba there, number 13. I mean, he's still there. They don't have their running game like they did. You know, that issue with Hunt. He's not there anymore. Them releasing him. He's out today. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens going forward. Does he need to even run the ball? That's going to be the thing. I mean, everybody talks about, you know, the passing game and how it's like changed and morphed into this, like, basically it looks like a slot machine on steroids. The wheel's just always turning. After September, normally you have to run the football. Bad weather places, you want to make sure you take care of the ball. You don't put a lot of pressure on a quarterback. When you put too much pressure on a quarterback and he has to drop back, you make the make an offense one-dimensional, and they're only one-dimensional. Really, the advantage should go to the defense because they know they can't run it, making the stay back in coverages. So you got to hope that somewhere along the line that the Kansas City Chiefs can find a running game and take a little pressure off of Patrick Mahomes. But right now, it doesn't seem like he needs to take that pressure off, but he's having fun with it.
He's on Twitter at Rod Woodson 26, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champ. Real pleasure to have you on. Thank you for doing this, Rod. Enjoy the game tonight.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for talking to me.
There he is. Hall of Famer Rod Woodson.